In 2013, when Beyoncé released her self-titled album, there was one name in the credits that almost no one recognized, a producer who goes by the name of Boots. He had written three of the tracks and produced much of that album. Within a week of the CD's release, the Google entry, "Who is Boots?" had racked up 452 million results, and Boots was flooded with attention he wasn't really prepared for. Now Boots, who's not just a producer, but a singer, a rapper, and multi-instrumentalist, he's releasing his own debut album. It is called Aquaria. Jordy Asher is the man behind the Boots moniker. He told me music has always been an escape hatch for him, even from an early age.
I was a problematic 12-year-old at one point, a kind of rough neighborhood to grow up in. And
we should say you grew up in Miami, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Miami, and it wasn't the safest place to grow up in, and that kind of had me lash out in some ways. And I got into a bit of trouble and was put in a community service program to atone for mistakes I had made. And through that, in the community center, I met a couple kids who were breakdancing. And it was a different outlet for frustration in a very positive way. And I think that opened a big door for me with music and with rhythm and with everything like that.
Your journey to where you are now is fascinating and not linear. You dropped out of high school to pursue music full-time. At some point, you became homeless.
Yes.
Can you tell me what happened?
After I dropped out, I left home and just kind of roughed it on my own. At first, I moved out. I had an apartment that I shared with really, really rough meth head addict people. So instead, I worked really hard and got a job and bought myself a big van and stayed in there.
Where were you working?
I was an electrician. I did landscaping and built really fantastic waterfalls for people in their backyard and sold jeans not very well. So I don't know, maybe they fit. You could buy them if they fit.
Really? It's shocking you weren't better at that. That's
yeah. It's not that I wasn't better, it's that I didn't care,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which could come off to some people as laziness, but to me I felt like I was wasting my time doing anything else except making music.
So how did an electrician, landscaper, homeless guy end up collaborating with arguably the biggest pop star on the planet, Beyoncé?
I worked in a bar in New York, and Monday nights people would spin 45s and records, and it'd be a bunch of different industry people. And I'm not saying that this is what led me there, but I'm saying that someone along the way heard something that they liked of mine and passed it to her. And kind of out of the blue, I just got an email one day that said, "We heard this song, would you like to come in?"
What was that meeting like?
I spent about an hour and a half in kind of a waiting room, and you go through all the possible scenarios in your head. Is she in there? Is Jay-Z in there? Is the baby in there? Anything and everything goes through your head. And then I got to a point where I was so exhausted with thinking about it that I thought, you know what? I'm here, so I'm just going to play the most out there stuff that I have. And I did. I went in and I played her maybe the craziest things I had, and she didn't flinch. She said, "That's great. What else do you got?"
I read that one of the songs you wound up giving to Beyoncé for that album as the song Haunted.
Yes.
That was a big deal for you. It was a song you thought might be part of your own first album.
Yeah, I did. It was a big decision because I came in there and I wrote 20 songs in the first week and just kind of presented them and said, "Hey, here you go." And she thought, "Yeah, that's great, but what about this one over here?" I was trying to hide it.
Oh!
It was always the songs where I was being myself. And there was something about that song and the delivery of that song and the honesty that of what I was saying, because it was true to me, that spoke to her.
It's what you do, it's what you see. I know if I'm haunting you, you must be haunting. haunting me.
How did she change it?
You know, the delivery felt the same. There was still this kind of deep sadness that was coming out through the words, and she meant it. And one way that we changed it, the beat in my version was, it was more implied, it was more of a heartbeat, and she wanted you to hear it and feel it more.
Let's listen to another song. This is Dead Come Running off of your album.
Chinatown shoes, dead come running on the evening news. My news don't fit, dead come running like a ghost in a tar pit. Sucks and shale, dead come running on the kid with a pail. Melatonin like when I break off the sleep first. Dead come running like a wolf with a meat purse.
Can you tell me about this song and how it fits in into the album as a whole?
That was really unexpected for you to play that one.
Why?
I'm so happy you played that one.
Why is that unexpected?
Because you're the first person that's ever asked about that song, and I've been thinking about that song since I did it.
Can you share with me what happened?
There was a year where I saw three different people die. I saw one person get hit by a car while she was running across the street, just going for a jog. I saw one person on a motorcycle get struck by a car, and I saw a young man in the subway die. And when I kind of look at what we're feeding to ourselves through media, through outlets, through whoever put the screen in our face, it's becoming numb to things like that, and I've never found myself numb to it. It still affects me. It still hurts. You know, we get used to the fact that every other week we're hearing about a shooting or a tragedy that happens, and to me it's not okay to just accept it as reality.
Is there any part of you that wishes you were more anonymous like you used to be?
Sure. Had it been up to me, I would have just been a trail of smoke, but I'm okay to step out front too, and I feel like maybe it'll be better for me if I do, if I keep revealing more of myself, maybe. Maybe I'll learn something about myself.
Jordy Asher, a.k.a. Boots, his new album is called Aquaria. He joined us from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
I am the